Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, emotla, Oma Africa, omtla, the beautiful African, izuleto, fatslarona, landis awas, shangulasho, tikorahina. Oma Africa, your vote is neutral. You are free to vote up and down, Africa, left or right. Nobody tells you what or whom to vote for. And also, Africa, you have the right, Africa. You may vote a squawking duck, a barking dog. That is the power of your vote, Africa. You can vote anything you want to. It is the power of your vote and your right to vote. But guess what? You get what you vote for. You see what you got for your vote 22 years after the black vote, the first vote, 22 years after freedom. You see what you got for your vote, my Africa. And you fought for freedom, right? And your vote guarantees that you get that freedom and the rights you fought for. Simple. Simple, Africa. Your vote is not a number. Because if you vote like a number, like, you know, a fan, a simple follower, you'll be treated like a number. You'll be invisible, part of the crowd, an individual, a number. So, Africa, vote your mind, not your heart. And we say that your vote, in fact, you have to vote, Africa, to guarantee your own, you own the country, and to guarantee that your public money serves the public good. It serves you. That the money is not abused and used against you and make you suffer. And you say that, my Africa, vote us, my Africa, because we, my Africa, guarantee you your life, your health, your safety. Those come first before money and profits. My Africa, we guarantee you to have on the table bread, milk, mealy, fruits, vegetables. We guarantee you food, Africa, because we've got plenty country, Africa. We own the country. We own the land to produce abundant food. And we also guarantee you free and affordable electricity, water, housing, transport, communications, all your needs and services, Africa. We guarantee you. Because you have the right, and also you have the right to vote and watch over us, what we do, how we deliver those services. You don't wait for another 22 years and then let the people come back and, you know, dance in front of you and tell you, oh, we can. No. No, my Africa, because the liberation started with you. You took the effort, you took the initiative to liberate yourself, to get your own freedom. You got the freedom, you got the vote. Guarantee that your freedom is guaranteed to you, is given to you. And we say, in Africa, you come first. The voter comes first, not politicians, political bosses. And this means, in Africa, these politicians, public officials, CEOs of companies funded and owned by you, the public, we guarantee you, these people, imbeciles and vultures, will not overpay themselves and give themselves bonuses for work they are hired to do. They will not leave rich and large abusing your public money. You know, inflating the public debt also, because the debt, you have to pay the debt. You have to pay the debt from taxes. rich and large, when the majority are jobless, homeless, poor, and hungry. Africa, that we cannot allow. And we say, Africa, government is about, and your vote, it's about serving the public good, protecting the public health, and creating public wealth. Not let loose politicians to overpay themselves, leave, they live large, when the majority suffer. Increasing poverty, homelessness, and hunger. We cannot allow that. But you keep on voting that way, that's what you'll get. That's what you'll get, Mafrika. Homelessness, hunger, and anger. As you said, that you end up burning and destroying your own communities. Mafrika, we've had more than 50 political candidates, shot and murdered. Broad daylight, not shot and murdered, Mafrika, political candidates. They are killed by others and syndicates, wanting themselves and their patronage network to access the public funds. It's about having access to public funds because they see how politicians loot your money and the government. And you say that, Africa, the murders are about looting the government and your money, your public money. So we say voters, Africa, and we guarantee to pay politicians a public salary to serve the public good. Public salary in Africa. Not let them overpay themselves more than the private sector and workers. They overpay themselves more than scientists, engineers, technologists, and highly educated people. That's what they do. The madness has to stop, but your vote is critical, Africa. We appeal to you. Africa, as Africans and people of African descent, we have suffered. We have suffered colonialism, slavery, apartheid. We have suffered white supremacy and other race supremacies. And Africa, we resisted. We've resisted. And Africa and African people have won. And we are rising up again as a people. But we continue to suffer this mental supremacist complex. It's like it's hanging around. It is not physical. You literally do not have the supremacists telling you what to do. But you just do it because it's in the mind. That is why it is so inexplicable. We cannot explain how the majority party that called itself a liberation movement surrendered and compromised itself in so-called South Africa, Africa. And we see that complex rising up again in many forms. You cannot put your head, it is not clearly described, descriptive. It is not black and white. But we've seen it, Africa, against the surrender of the total vanquish and uprooting of the apartheid supremacist tailings and ghosts. The apartheid ghost is still there. And the incoming black government of Africa appears to suffer this apartheid clinical complex syndrome, this syndrome. And you might as well call it apartheid racism post-traumatic stress syndrome. Apartheid post-traumatic stress syndrome. They suffer that. Africa, as far back as 1959, we the Africans, our forefathers, they observed Africa, the Congress leadership, meaning the current ANC leadership, the leadership that came before the current ANC leadership, they laid the foundation of Africa. And my Africans said that if we are to judge by the conduct of and actions and utterances of leadership, they recognize the Nationalist Party as the rightful government of the country, whose policies, however, it is not in agreement with. Mafrika, that explains what happened in 1994, the co-option and compromise of the African, of this liberation movement, adopting the Republic of South Africa, the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Of course, they did that except for to remove the most crude and objectionable apartheid laws. And simply, Mafrika, got the black president, black vote, black parliament, and that's it. That's it. The rest, Mafrika, is for you to judge. But 22 years after the first black vote, black government, Mafrika, they come back today, this week, this past week, they come back and complain to the black voters that the land is stolen, and that is why we suffer, the majority suffer poverty, inequality to whites, and we are jobless. And they also complain, Mafika, that the minority groups are using their slogans to hoodwink, bamboozle, confuse other blacks. The question is, Mafika, if you tell us we are unequal, we suffer poverty and inequality after 22 years. You've ruled for 22 years. What have you been doing? You're the government. The majority voted for you to dispossess the land, to create jobs, to create wealth, to create equality. That's what we voted. Don't come back to us. That's why we're saying that. It looks like our brethren suffer from what we call the apartheid racism post-traumatic stress syndrome. And Mafika, to further demonstrate this complex, call it the permanent deception, lack of identity, African identity. In fact, we have moved away from that, trying to be so-called the rainbow mix-up, a concoction of some sort, artificial. This black government adopted the country name South Africa, knowing fully well that the British Parliament promulgated the South Africa Act of 1909 to name the country the Union of South Africa. And Africa, the country name, Union of South Africa, was adopted by four white settler colonies in 1910. After the 1909 British Parliament promulgation, they adopted it in the country of Africa in 1910 by Cape, Natal, Transvaal, and Free State. Totally excluded the African majority. We didn't participate in that. But Africa, the African majority continued, Mafika, in 1910. You remember the founding of the liberation movement in 1912? The founding of the ANC in 1912? That was part of the continuation of the struggle that started as early as 1652, 1659. That's the continuation, Mafika. It was not an isolated thing. And the Africans continued, Mafika, to resist the white settler occupation and apartheid. It led to the 1976 student revolt, Mafika, that unleashed the final onslaught collapse and surrender of the white settler minority regime. Remember, in 1994, they gave up. The numbers work, Mafika. And the Africans, they rejected, Mafika. They rejected and condemned the South Africa Act of 1999. That named the Union of South Africa as a fossilized, I quote, fossilized relic of white men's exclusive privileges and prejudices and must be scrapped. So, Mafika, the struggle has continued. And Mafika, funny enough, the African is called the country Azania. They didn't want to do anything with South Africa. We called it Azania in place of the Union of South Africa. And our black brethren, our black government, has sought to block that name, Azania. But not forget, it's creeping in with the children. The children, they do it. And somehow they just mixed up and say, Isolated, Mkhonto wesizwe. Mkhonto wesizwe has nothing to do with Isolated. Isolated was to do with Poto, and the Pan-Africanist APLA, Azanian People's Liberation Army, Azanian People's Liberation. It has nothing to do with South Africa. So to the young ones, you got to read, study. Because you have a Bastille, you have a government that engages in censorship against its own people. And that's why, in Africa, we say that you, the children, have begun to disrespect and dishonor them. And you draw them with their private parts outside. That in itself, in Africa, we do not approve as Africans. We disapprove as Africanists. Because we are bound by honor, we are bound by culture, we are bound by heritage. But in Africa, if you let loose your whole government and do not miseducate the children, they'll come back and bite you. In Africa, the question is why the black government continues. It continues this race-based apartheid democracy by permitting whites to vote as a group and giving them electoral power and parliament representation far more than their votes. Mafrika, you are a black government, you are a majority government. Don't come to us and ask us. You got inferiority, inequality, joblessness. You have to govern. This is one of the things. Why not impose the one person, one vote, non-racial constituent election system and vote to remove this current race-based proportional system? You've been claiming that you are non-racial. Huh? Now you are telling the people that, oh, the minority groups are voting, are racist. In fact, you are infiltrating the racism thing in between and further balkanizing the country into groups, because you balkanized us, the Africans, split us into factions. Now the chickens have come to roost. It's hitting you, and you are about to lose against the minority group voting as a race. As a race. And we fought, Africa. We fought and died for a non-racial majority rule, not a race-based apartheid democracy. Our father said it as far back as 1959. And why the ANC black government today? You are accusing the DA, the Democratic Alliance, as a party of white bosses and black studios, much worse, a party of domestic servants, our mothers, and their votes that have been indentured in Africa. Their votes are indentured there because they are intimidated and influenced by their white bosses and madams. That's a fact. They're not free to vote. They vote according to their bread, their jobs. So that's why you have so many domestic workers voting for the for the DA. But the other flip side of it is that you have a young, impressionable African teenagers that are flocking to the Democratic Alliance because you refuse. You have created factions. You treat your people, African people, as enemies. You've galvanized and balkanized the state resources, using them against to undermine other Africans. That's what you pay for. So you cannot. And why did you face? We knew the Democratic Alliance is a party of white bosses because they vote as. Why did you allow it? So we are saying that you are exhibiting Africa a permanent state of deception, akin to apartheid post-traumatic stress, because you don't have your story straight. And you see, once you abdicate your core roots, your core foundation principles, you lost. And the Democratic Alliance, the white minority group voting as a race base, they're going to win. They might win. They might win Tshwane, Gauteng, Nelson Mandela Bay. And what next to majority rule Africa? What next? Because the African majority are split, splintered, and splintering into small pieces and factions. And Africa, referring to the ANC charter that declares South Africa belongs to all those, to all who live in it, black and white. Okay, that's what you declare, Africa. You push that today. But the Africanism, we the Africanists have argued, and our fathers have argued as far back as 1959, that the charter summarily forfeited the Africans' inalienable right to full ownership of the country. Because once you get to that, Africa, if anyone owns the country, you're in trouble. And the Africanism, our forefathers argued that the ANC leaders declared the charter in the face of a false hope that the number of whites subscribing to the charter will increase so that one day a white party committed to the charter will form the government and implement the hopes and wishes expressed in the charter, that South Africa belongs to all those who live in it, black and white. So what has happened? And then you allowed the whites to vote as a minority, race-bait voters. That's what happened in the DA. And based on this falsified belief, it may be the reason the ANC, you led the ANC, of course you had to let the Nationalist Party join the ANC, but however, Africa, you know the Progressive Party? That was the presumptive natural allies of the oppressed African majority. They stood up against the past wars and whatnot under Helen Suzman. That is true, they did that. Because they were privileged whites. You couldn't attack whites. All right? You could only brutalize and attack and shut up the blacks. So they were privileged somewhat. All right? But instead of them joining the ANC, what did they do? They morphed into the opposition Democratic Party and at this stage, lately, joined the Nationalist Party to form the Democratic Alliance. So the group of supremacists and racists are solid behind the Democratic Alliance. And you let them. You let them vote as a minority group, guarantee them minority rights. And that has split us further. And Africa, the African is in rejecting the Charter as a guarantee of equal status for all national groups and races. The African is Africa. 1959 described the Charter as multiplied racialism and proclaimed themselves non-racialist. Africans as non-racialist, who recognize people as individuals, not as members of a racial group. They build, or they're going to build on these premises. The Africans profess to accept individuals of all colors as future citizens. To repeat, Africa, building on these premises, the Africans profess to accept individuals of all colors as future citizens. And that is questionable, because my African, the Africans at home and at the diaspora, they are complaining. They said, Africa belongs to the Africans at home and abroad, period. And you got to declare your allegiance to Africa, African rule. So, my Africa, the call to my Africa is to vote to implement a non-racial constituent electoral system. We should implement a non-racial constituent electoral system to guarantee one person, one vote under non-racial majority rule. Africa, to further illustrate the political crisis, the current one, sometimes you quote other folks. There was a Marxist critique of the Charter who wrote in 1960, Africa, between 1960 and 1963, defending the treason trial. He said that, quote, because the African masses today owe loyalty to the movement for liberation, to the concept of a disciplined, principled struggle for freedom rather than a particular individual or to a particular organization. So long the organization, the ANC, gives the correct lead, they will follow it. The people will follow it. But the more it deviates, the more it concentrates on opportunistic, vaporous activity as distinct from planned programmatic action. The faster the disillusioned masses detach themselves from it and sink into the mire of despair and apathy until a new Moses, even a contaminated Moses, that was what I had, a contaminated, corrupted Moses, appears with the gospel ringing the correct chord. My Africa, be the judge of what is happening today. Just be the judge, my friend. So, we're in trouble. The white minority, they have more electoral power compared to the voting numbers. And Africa, we call upon my Africa to vote and remove this party parliament that appoints party agents to parliament. That we have to remove this. The People's Parliament is the eyes and ears to the people's public money. Also the eyes and ears to check and hold accountable the executive and cabinet to the people. That's where the problem is, because you're not there in Africa to watch over the public money. So the current government system, the proportional one, places too much concentration of power in the executive, the presidents. It puts too much power. And party agents are simply obedient and they're accountable to the executive, not to you, Mafrika. So we need to elect the People's Parliament. And unchecked power in the executive, too much power, unchecked power in the executive has let loose the executive to appoint indunas, Mafrika, incompetent ones, to run the government for the executive. Not for the people or by the people. Not for you, Mafrika. The executive has appoints indunas, Mafrika, in the state-owned enterprises, all right? In all sectors of government, the police, the national treasury, the national prosecutor, the treasury. Mafrika, there has to be eyes. You have to insist to watch, because it's all about money. It's about your money. And Africa, too much executive power unchecked by the People's Parliament. Let loose, my Africa. Unelected bureaucrats, you are running over us. They are running amok. And they make you suffer, my Africa. Today you can buy food, you can buy electricity, you can afford transport, you can afford it. You cannot afford anything. And they charge you for water and electricity. And you are homeless. They can't build houses. They can't create jobs. They can't do anything. Indunas, my Africa, put them there to watch, to serve. And that's the root of state corruption, my Africa. Root of corruption and what we have called state capture now. The likes of the Gupta crimes. That's a source, my Africa. And the president turns around and tells us that now you people are complaining about state capture. That is a political soundbite by politicians misleading the people. There are people who are misleading people talking about political state capture. And the Guptas came back, my Africa, publicly. Say state capture is something in the mind of the media. Nothing serious. Maverick, you have no government looking after your interests and at least ruling by honor, morality, and upholding your laws. No. And you know, Maverick, the Indunas, those who remember Maverick, Indunas were black gatekeepers. They stand in the gate. They were appointed by white bosses to guard the gate. They got the place to serve and protect the white bosses. So it used to be the blackjacks, you remember? Those were serving the apartheid regime. And these are reactionary, the Indunas all over the sectors of government, are reactionary, small, feeble-minded fascists who overpay themselves, like this one at SABC, that concoction at SABC, overpay themselves, misusing and abusing our public money. All right, you let them. Over this government let them overpay themselves, but you elect that government. So you are by default responsible. And they overpay themselves for the work that they're hired to do. Pay themselves bonuses for the work that they're hired to do, plus salary. I'm Africa. They rule, Africa. They rule from the seat of their pants. They are untouchables, Africa, because they serve the political bosses, not you. Not you, Africa. And they violate worker rights, left and right, and the people's vote and right to account for the public money. Also, in Africa, they tell you that you know this information that you're supposed to engage in censorship. And all Ms. Minister gets back and says she does not know what censorship means. There's no the word censorship in the African language. So these people, these sycophants, they serve the political bosses. And hustlers, hustlings, your family. Huh? And you, in Africa, you suffer. You pay high electricity, can't afford food for transport. You pay high everything, can't even communicate. So we call upon you, in Africa, to vote as in Africa. We will guarantee your freedom. We guarantee your rights. We guarantee your services. What is freedom, Africa, if you suffer? You suffer to eat. You can't eat. You suffer to drink water. You pay high for food. You pay electricity high. You pay everything high. Africa, vote for Africa to take back your public money. To feed you and savings you first, Africa. And take back the government from unelected bureaucrats, money chasers and vultures and crooks, Africa. Public money serves public good, all right? You want to get, if you want to make money, go invent something. Don't go and print your money. Leave the public money alone. So we say that, Maafrika, vote as Maafrika to protect your government and protect your public money. This our black government. They failed to dispossess the land. And they've let loose monopolies to also take out to London the apartheid loot. So I'm African. And the political elite and leadership got crumbs. They got crumbs and shares from the apartheid companies. They are millionaires today and billionaires. They are set for life by the apartheid loot. Now they ask you to elect them into to loot again, Africa. Elect us again to loot. And you understand why others and syndicates are killing elected officials. The root cause lie in elected politicians and bureaucrats who overpay themselves and live high and large from your public money. Other seed, my friend. So we say that pay public servants a public wage, public salary. Do not let them overpay themselves more than the private sector and its workers. Do not vote to let corrupt political bosses and their indunas loot your public money in government. Voters, my Africa, we thank you, my Africa, for the privilege of talking to you and the privilege of all listening. Thank you, my Africa.